Today, we're continuing our series talking to MATC students about how they've persevered in their pursuit of a degree. 29-year-old Liana Howard is a hospital critical care technician, college student, and mother. She took science classes at MATC with the goal of enrolling in the nursing program. She spoke with her grandmother, Linda Tolbert, who has helped her while she's been in school. Liana begins by talking about her first attempt at college.
It was kind of like tricky for me. I went to beauty school first, then I had my son, and I was like, well, I need some money. So I had to, pay back student loans, get on a payment plan. I did that, and you have to be consistent with that. You have to pay a certain amount each month. So then after that, I was able to enroll. But then in between, all of that, I had, two more kids, and then I got married, and so it's like life moves fast, and I think it's just having the strength and having my grandmother. I want a better life for my kids.
And that's what I respect so much about you, is that you want that for the kids, and you take the time to make that happen, mm-hmm. and that means a lot to everybody.
Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to be a nurse or something in the healthcare field. My grandma's a nurse. She worked for Milwaukee Mental Health. Mm-hmm. It was just you help people? And I was helping people. And I started at Frater Menominee Falls, and I was working on a med-surg unit, so medical, surgical. A couple years later, this thing called COVID happened. So then it turned into the COVID floor, which was pretty scary. And then in the middle of all of that, also, I was starting college courses. So I went from being a fresh college student, having three kids at home, two of them were in school, a first grader and a K-4 student online, and then me online. And learning science online is hard. I had chemistry, biochem, anatomy 1 and 2, microbiology online. So, sometimes I would get sad, especially, if, Shaquille wasn't, getting something. I would get down on myself because I'm I can't dedicate my everything to my child because here I am in school also.
That was a difficult time for you, and now that I look back on it, I think a lot of times the reason the teachers did help you is because you're always so determined. You want to do better, and you stick with it. You never give up, and that's one of the things I'm so proud of you for, hanging in there when times are tough, and you've been through some tough times.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't know. It's hard for me to stay down. I think about things, My mom is like, oh my gosh, my mind is so busy all the time. And I always remind myself, this is temporary. This stress is temporary. This feeling I'm having is temporary, And then it's okay, well, we're on to the next. I just get my fight from her. She doesn't stop moving. She taught me everything, just little things that you'll never forget, taking care of what's yours and being proud of who you are. It's just
exactly. And when you can be proud of who you are and what you've accomplished and what you've been through and the goodness you put out there for other people, it comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
That was recent MATC student Liana Howard, who plans to go to nursing school this fall. She spoke with her grandmother, Linda Tolbert. Our series featuring MATC students talking with someone who's helped them will air each Thursday in May. You can catch extended versions on Lake Effect or at WUWM.com. Education reporter Emily Files produced the series with the help of the MATC Fast Fund.